Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is the perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life, there's no surrender. There's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through.
Hello, folks, and thank you for coming to Bard's Logic Special Edition, part of the Growing Conservative Conversation, and also part of the Patriot Journalist Network. And you can find the Patriot Journalist Network by going to www.patriotjournalist.com. Tonight is, as I said, our special edition tonight, the night before the election, where we have elect 2016, protect your vote, check your registration status. And tonight we will have special guests Kelly Mordecai of Watch the Vote and Paul Thomas of Election Justice, who will be with us. And so we do have them on the line. So let me go ahead and open that up. And thank you very much for coming to the show, Kelly and Paul. How are you tonight?
Doing great.
I am too. Can you hear me?
Welcome. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to go, you know, set things over to you gentlemen and go from there. Thank you.
Well, okay. We're coming from you. You're in the middle of the country in Ohio there, Robert. And so we're coming at you from both coasts, California, the left coast, and Massachusetts, the right coast. So hopefully we hit you, get it from both ears, and you'll understand how important our message is tonight.
Hi there, can you hear
certainly.
Me?
I can hear you fine, Paul.
Okay, great. I just wasn't sure. Excellent.
Kelly,
yeah,
the floor is yours. Tell us about Watch the Vote USA and Paul electionjustice.org and how important it is and what we can do to protect our vote tomorrow.
All right. Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
Take the lead there, Kelly?
Paul.
Kelly and I met by way of being included in common email chains, people sharing information about various stories they've read or written regarding the evidence of election fraud they were detecting this year in the primaries. And it was in the midst of one of those email chains that that I contacted the Watch the Vote folks and said, if there's any way we can help you at Election Justice, let us know. That sort of took off from there. Kelly's got some great stuff lined up producing investigations that will look into election or I guess anything according to that's governed by county oversight in California. And I think the power that can be wielded through the civil grand jury system that he's elucidated is pretty strong. So that was one of the interests, the shared interest that we had was to try and collaborate on developing that issue. But I'll let Kelly expand on that.
Go ahead, Kelly.
What's interesting is we've come together as a collaboration. You know, Watch the Vote was watching the Ron Paul campaign pretty heavily in 2012. I mean, some might say we're on the right. I'm a libertarian, but, you know, Paul was helping with the Bernie Sanders, and in their organization, they're nonpartisan. We're nonpartisan, and so we're having, if you will, or some would accuse us of the left and right, but we throw that away to get together and have an honest election. And so we did, for the primary in California, we both did similar efforts, but separate. We didn't even know that they had an online declaration campaign, and of course Election Justice didn't know we had an online declaration campaign, and we got our notes together, and it was pretty concerning of what we saw in the primary. We're concerned it's going to happen in the general too. So what did you see, Paul? You know, just a quick summary of the primary.
Well, one thing that may be different in the primaries than we could expect in the general is that, and the phenomenon we kept observing was the what was apparently a substantial amount of tampering with people's voter registrations. And as you know, in the primaries, many states have closed primaries that require you to be a member of a particular party to vote in the primary for that candidate of that party. And so one effective way to lock people out of being voting, you know, in a way that you don't want, perhaps, is to change their party registration so that they're locked out of the primary. And that the variations on that theme were what we started seeing coming out of the Arizona primary. Apart from the voter suppression fiasco that was going on there, there were indications of registration tampering. And as we understood that was going on, the next major primary coming up was going to be in New York. And so New Yorkers started checking their registration status and finding, oh, wait, my registration status has changed. I'm no longer able to vote for Bernie or what have you. And so that was that registration tampering was a strong element of what we saw. Apart from, you know, 100,000 Brooklynites being purged from the voter rolls, of course, things of that nature as well happen. So those were some of the highlighted issues before we even got to California. California was another major show of, say, registration tampering, but they're also mistraining of poll workers. As to how they should treat people who would be allowed to cross over from nonpartisan preference status to vote in the Democratic primary for Bernie Sanders. So I think those capture a lot of what we sort of picked up on as a trend. Certainly more. We've got tons of details that we could add to this, but we don't have all night, so I'll let you go and fill in your side of the picture.
We did online declaration drive, asked some questions, people added comments. I want to go ahead, because we were saying the same thing. People show up, they're not registered, show up, they're vote by mail, never been vote by mail. The vote-by-mail people didn't get their ballots, had to go provisional, all sorts of weirdness, party flipping. So here's, I want to read some of these, okay? This was from a gentleman in L.A. County. They claimed I was not registered to vote at a spot I had voted at many times. I had my sample ballot with me. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
I took a sample ballot with him. He's not on the roster.
Interesting.
And he goes on, yeah, he goes on further to say the police were called on me, and I had to call the L.A. Voters Registrar to help me talk them down and let me vote. Poor guy, so passionate about voting. The training staff was poorly trained. Another person, anonymous from L.A., they didn't find my name on the list. They gave me provisional. God knows what they did with that. Overheard several other people having issues at my polling place. I have no confidence that our votes are being counted accurately. The poll workers assured me that my vote will be counted. This is a Santa Clara County person. When I went to check the status of my vote online with the voter receipt number, it came up as an invalid provisional ballot. Another person. Yeah, this is Bill in Alameda County. When I went to the poll, I was told that I was a vote by mail, and I needed to bring my vote by mail in and surrender it, or they would think he's voting twice. So all sorts of these problems. One of the most concerning was a person stated that they heard about all these problems, as Paul's been describing, New York, Arizona, Illinois, yada, yada, Kentucky. So he checked on election day online his registration. His registration was fine. Everything's good. Went to vote.
got the sticker. He went home happy. The next day he checked his voter registration. He was no longer registered. Day two, three, right. four, five after the election, finally, like somewhere between day 7 and 10, he was automatically re-registered to vote again, which is really strange.
Sure.
I first saw that comment.
That is strange.
And I thought, hmm. But what I realized in seeing a couple more like that is that it's a very clandestine way to steal an election, because it is basically illegal to count a ballot from an unregistered voter. So what
right.
happened there? Well, he was registered on election day, he voted, but then they took him off the roll so they can't count. Then they re-register him, and who in the world would ever look to catch this? Well, luckily, the voters of California were aware, were looking, and that's why we're doing this drive, collaborative effort, or a joint effort, if you will. Make sure you're registered, folks, the day of the election, every day thereafter.
Well, and capture evidence, too, because one thing, I hadn't heard of the scenario that Kelly described, but we had at least a few different people who filed registration complaints to the effect that in the New York case, for example, the plaintiff name on the case was a fellow who found that his signature had been forged to change him from Democrat to Republican like 6 months after the last time he had contact with the DMV, which was his last possible time of having changed that on his own. And what was done was they took his signature that has been used for his driver's licenses for the prior four relicensing in New York and stamped it on the change of affiliation form. And we had another case in New York, but in that case, the forgery was clearly quite distinguishable from the woman's own signature, and the judge allowed her to vote when she went to seek an affidavit to be able to vote in the election. So we had outright forgeries as well.
Hmm. And where would someone go to check their registration status online?
Well, we have identified at least one site that I think hooks you up to any of the 50 states, and that's the canivote.org, I believe is the name of the website. That's what we have in the declaration, right, Kelly?
I think that's what it's called, yeah. It's on our survey form.
Canivote.org, as in canivote.org. And
yeah.
Go there, and it will allow you to check with your state, see if your registration is what the status is.
Well, I want to throw out, Robert, some specific discoveries since the primary that put you to sleep there, Robert?
No, I'm here. As I said, you've got the floor. You don't have to ask my permission for anything.
Okay.
You go ahead.
All right, thanks, because we're trying to get through this quick. All right, so since the primary, we did some research. Awesome researcher named Michelle, and she's contacting government agencies. She's worked in law enforcement, and California SOS has a department known as the OVST, a voting system testing approval. And we're calling them, and they're trying to give us assurance that the vote counting software in California is looked at by a state employee line by line, takes a year. The copies come from the Secretary of State by courier of the chain of custody, not sold from the corporation. So that's some good assurance. OVSTA is on it, right? Okay. How about the voter registration software? I talked to a gentleman, and he said, well, that's not my department. Called back a few days later. You know, the first day it was, well, not my department, not our focus. Do you know who is? You know, can you ask your supervisor, someone else in the Secretary of State's office, your one department? Is there another department? Called him back on Friday, and basically he said, I haven't had time. I'll get back to you, kind of a blow-off answer. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, through all the scrutiny with counting the votes, where is the effort on the voter registration software? The counties have to have an interface with the state VoteCal system. And I'm sure, well, because of HAVA, Help America Vote Act 2002, you know, hanging chads in Florida thing, it's becoming a federal mandate to maintain such records while you go with computers because they're run by corporations. So we're very concerned about the vulnerabilities of the computer software in the registration realm. And we really would like our government to show us and prove to us that it is safe because we have election justice elected votes in the primary. We have too much evidence to tell us somebody's tampering, somebody's messing around.
Right, especially this. I mean, I'm sitting here tonight and I'm thinking, you know, you just have a feeling sometime on things. But tonight I'm just feeling that we are, you know, we're on the eve of something really big, something really important. And, of course, it could be one of two things. One, you know, Donald Trump, which can really change Washington and I think the way things can be done. Or, you know, Hillary Clinton, where you're going to get, well, at least in my opinion and others, the most corrupt politician that we've had running for the presidency of the United States, at least in modern times.
Yeah, the continuation. Yeah, well, I just tonight saw an independent poll. Trump is way ahead in Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina, swing states. Way ahead. And then state by state, Hillary, like, she's ahead in Pennsylvania, but neck and neck in Iowa, for example. But Bev Harris stated about Tracks and Magic when she was on InfoWars on last Monday. She described the whole situation, and she said, whether or not regarding election fraud and its involvement, basically, whether or not Hillary wins or loses, she wins. That was kind of her. That's a paraphrase conclusion that she.
Well, if that does happen, we got to fight it. We can't stop.
Yeah. What's your thoughts, Paul?
Oh, well, I was going to mention Bev Harris too. I don't know if you are familiar with her Fraction Magic story, but it's a very powerful set of discoveries that she's made and reported this year. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, we spoke on that a little bit on previous shows, actually one just last night, and we brought it up a little bit with Jim Todd Jr. on the line talking about it, but we haven't done like a full expose or anything on it, which unfortunately I wish we would have been able to do that prior to tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, in quick summary, Benny Smith, some kind of programmer in Memphis, Tennessee, found the backdoor file for the GEMS, Global Election Management System, Soros backing, a backdoor file that you can go in and predetermine the outcome for whoever you want. That's what Bev Harris's video is about. But I kind of wanted to get into and finish this up quick so we can get this out on YouTube for other people to spread around.
Yeah.
So I suppose one might be asking, what can people do about this? I mean, it's real simple. We've got an online survey declaration set up the same way we're doing it, same method, if you will, on the internet, as we did this in the primaries. And so we did a collaborative joint effort and we got it up and available. You can read the first page. And it just tells you, check your registration, the day of the election, and every day thereafter for a number of days. When you have a problem, fill out the declaration. You can actually fill the declaration out even if you didn't have a problem, but you want to give your opinion, if you will, so we can pass this on to state legislatures. So I heard another stat from a statistician that it's around 70-80% of the people have a lot of suspicion about our election system. So there's kind of an opinion poll in that as well. So,
well, and don't forget, when you are going to document problems, when you do have problems and you're going to be registering complaints with us, the intent is that we can take and use that as evidence in venues that are legal venues, court of law, grand jury investigations, and so on. So it's important that if you do have problems to document by screen capture or saving emails that you get from the registrar or photographing, I don't know, whatever that is essential to documenting that you have a problem and that what may contribute to it. And then when you contact us, make sure to attach that evidence to the emails, that will serve well towards hopefully getting something done about it.
Yeah, and we're going to have conference calls, too, that'll be posted on our different websites. The websites are Watch the Vote USA, just like it sounds, watchthevoteusa.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Watch the Vote 2016. Go ahead, Paul, tell your particulars.
Election Justice USA under Facebook.
And Facebook, okay. And, yeah, so you can connect with us there. You can look at the survey there or the declaration. We are anticipating literally thousands and thousands of this because since the primary to now, the American public is really waking up to this so much that politicians have to handle the public and blame the Russians or do something to try to look like they're doing it or placate voters. Everything's fine. Just we'll take care of it. Well, sorry, we're finding that California SOS doesn't even know what department has scrutinized the software of the registration system. So, yeah, I guess my summary statement is real simple. Check your registration every day online. Go to our websites. You got a problem, fill out a declaration or take the survey. Share it with your friends. And that's what we can do. Paul, some concluding statements?
I would just remind folks that it's not just registration issues that we could expect in the general election. So any other sorts of problems, we have questions about were you delayed in voting for hours, for example, things of that nature. So anything along the lines of trying to vote and not being able to because fill in the blank, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, we have set it up so that any problems you're having, you just throw in comments, tell us what's going on. That's how we learn so much in California and other places. But, one of the survey questions we have, one of the survey questions is this. I believe it is a conflict of interest for the vote to be counted by corporations. There's some good survey questions. At least you can take, do the survey part, spread it over to your friends, and let's get to the bottom of this, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's about it.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for bringing that very important information to us and to the voters. And you can hear this audio, and you can download it on your free on your mobile device in iTunes by just searching for Bard's Logic Political Talk, where you can find this podcast and others there on iTunes. So, folks, you'll want to definitely check it out. Go to those websites and check your registration. Very important. Well, thank you very much, Kelly. Thank you very much, Paul, for giving us this information. And please keep me updated, okay?
Thank you. Certainly.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. We'll say goodbye for now, or farewell for now. We'll see each other soon. Good night.
Good night. Thanks.
You're welcome.